I can't remember all the publishers that we approached, but I can tell you that Open University Press, who have eventually published it, were not renowned for these kind of books. And in fact, they published 600 books a year specifically for their courses. And because it was such a massive job, the guy, John Skelton, who was in charge of organizing this 600 books a year, he was given a little treat that he could. He was a poet, by the way. He was quite a good poet in his, in his spare time. They said, listen, if you can do four books a year that you just fancy doing as a little bonus. He had no experience of photo books, but he took the stuff that we sent home one weekend, and his luckily for us, his sister visited. She saw it and she told him, you ought to do this book. So I'm forever grateful. I never met her to John Skelton's sister. And because he had no experience, no idea, he just left us to get on and do it. Which again, we were just so lucky. It was unheard of that we had the complete freedom and control to sequence it, to edit it, to do all that. When it was published, honestly, I've said it was just the relief. It was just this overwhelming relief that it was over. We didn't really, nothing else really mattered. It just had, we wanted to get on with our lives. We were in our 20s when it began. We're still just about in our 20s, but in 6 years in your 20s seems like forever. Of course, at the end, it looks like we were quite accomplished. It looks like we've done all the research. The impression is, but the reality was that we were stumbling. We screwed up so many times. We had, as I said, lots of disagreements, which isn't, pleasant. We were all very hard up. I mean, our commitment, undoubtedly, to do the work was because we were all living in the inner cities, in the same conditions as the folk people we were photographing. So that was something that was kind of almost personal to us. But yeah, it was a depressing subject, and sometimes we had our lows. So I just think it was the nature of the project and the fact that it went on for so long is what was such a disincentive to carry on as a group. We had all this kind of tension because we disagreed about so many things. And yet, I kind of can see how valuable that was. So we sometimes thought the other person completely just complete ridiculous person. What the hell are we? Am I still? But yeah, I now realize the value of that. And yeah, so in a sense, we were all lucky to have each other. I would say the conditions probably are worse now for more people than they were back when we started in 74 or when we published in 82. It's kind of that kind of question, what effect do you think your work had? It's kind of meaningless. It's not about that. It's more about bearing witness to your times, to your fellow citizens, and doing the job that you find yourself. I mean, it was a job that I had no idea I'd be doing a few years before. And yeah, you look back and think, wow, okay. Like I said, we did our best, and it stands as a testimony to that time. And hopefully, and I know if this, it has inspired other photographers, other generations to follow suit. I don't expect their work to change the world either, but it's important that they bear witness. That's really, I suppose that's what all documentary projects essentially are about.